Hello Christchurch and welcome to this week's Sunday Reflection. A warm welcome too to anyone who's joined us online. We hope you enjoy being with us. If we were meeting today in our church building, we would be having our all-in service. So the all-in team has prepared a virtual all-in instead. I'll explain more later, but just to say that after this reflection, there'll be the opportunity for us to explore our theme further by choosing a zone or even several zones to follow. As we continue our series on the nature and character of God, today's theme is God is everywhere. Let's begin with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, that as we come to worship you together from our separate spaces, you are here with us. Because you are everywhere and with everyone, help us to be aware of you with each one of us now, and with all of those, near and far, who we love and are concerned about. We welcome you here by your Spirit, and ask that you please speak to each one of us today. Increase our understanding of you, and may that impact the way that we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to watch a video clip now of some of our church out and about. Then Dan will bring us our reading and Chris will speak to us.
If I bounce on my trampoline, you are there.
If I'm in my bed, God is here.
If I'm doing the gardening, you are there.
If I work from home, you are there.
When I go for a walk, you are there.
If I'm preparing a meal in the kitchen, you are there.
When I am doing the washing up, you are there.
If I wait in the supermarket queue, you are there.
If I cycle to the park, you are here.
If I'm walking the dog, he is there.
If I'm reading my book, you are there.
Psalms 139, verse 7 to 12. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea,
even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
Thanks, everyone. So, a couple of weeks ago, we had Susan telling us about God being present throughout time. And she had lots of clocks as a visual aid to remind us that time moves on. Now, behind me, I have a visual aid, and we'll come to that in just a moment. So this week, our reading was Psalm 139, verses 7 to 12. And our youngsters have just been popping up, giving us a little message. The message they gave us was that God is everywhere. Now, if we wanted to get really technical, we could say that's God being omnipresent, so being with us everywhere. And our psalmist certainly tells us that they can feel that God is all around them. From the farthest east to the west, God is there. It doesn't matter where they go, God will be present. The other thing is that God will be present in the dark times, those times when we may be in our own home, but spiritually we don't feel we're in a light place. We are in a dark place. But God is there. Now, that's good, and it sounds wonderful, but can we prove it? How can we know that God is truly there? Well, as a family, I can share with you that back in 2005, we had to move into Florida, and that was with my husband's job. That sounds glamorous. People always go, wow! But the reality was, we were lonely and homesick. On one of the days we felt so sad and lonely, we decided to go to a playground to meet other families. The only thing was, this playground never had families. It always seemed to be empty. But we went anyway. And sure enough, along came a family. And they were lovely. They too had a child that had cerebral palsy. So they told us about churches we could try, and they told us about a nursery for children with disabilities. From this God incidence, others would call it coincidence, but for us it was definitely a God incidence, came the opportunity for two of the children to go to a church school and also myself to work at this church school. And in the background we have the church. And if you were close enough, you'd be able to spot me and my two girls waiting for each other at the end of school. So, from the east coast of America, we then got called to the west, just like this psalmist, from the east to the west. And sure enough, there were trials and tribulations, problems with visas, all sorts of things. And again, God was with us. Now, never mind about me, what about us as a church family? What about the wider church? Can we prove that God is there for all of us? Well, you know me, at this point in the service, I would normally say, right, can I have four volunteers? And then we'd do things with possibly chocolate. But of course, I'm on my own and it's not as much fun. So instead, I will get you to visualise the next activity we would have done. You would have had two post-it notes and a pen, and you would have been asked to write just two little things, very short, about how God has been present in your life in different places. And then at that point, we would have a timeline. In church, it would be much bigger along the whole wall, but no. This is virtual church, so here's one I made earlier. So what do we have? Well, on my two post-it notes, and there could be so many more, all I'd briefly put was playground meeting 2005, Florida, East. And then the other one is Oregon. Now in church, we would have the wall probably covered, or this covered. And then as you return back to your seats, you would be amazed and hopefully encouraged that God has been there for all of us at all times and in all places. It is amazing when you look at your own life, how much God has been there. But when you look at the church family, you are absolutely awestruck, as our psalmist would say. So, what next? Well, I now have to make an apology. As an all-in team, we are so conscious that the normal buzz of moving around and working alongside people that you wouldn't normally get a chance to chat to is not with us. So we're sorry. I have had an idea though this morning. How about if you're normally in the sing zone, why don't you phone a friend and sing the same song with the same words and have a bit of fun? Never sounds as good, but it will give you a giggle. The other thing is, if you want to, you can join our Zoom chat after the service, and or you could do the Write or Think zones. We really want to encourage you, as you go into those zones, to think about how God has been there for you and encouraged you, and how you can encourage others. Now, I have one final piece of really, really, really good news from all of this idea from this morning. And that is, as I take up my new curacy and move to serve at Holy Cross Church, Bilsley Common, not only is God going to be with me, but also God will be here with you at Christchurch Selly Park. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is here. His Spirit is with us, now and always. Amen.
Thank you, Chris. Here's today's collect. Let's pray together. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's continue to pray with Anne leading us.
Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, that you are to be found everywhere, and that all around us we see evidence of your extravagant creation and loving care. Thank you that we are reminded in your word that we will see your goodness in the land of the living. Help us to remember this promise as we navigate our way through these challenging times. We pray today for all those working hard to get us through this pandemic, for our amazing NHS care and care workers, and for others who are keeping our country going, for transport workers, for supermarket staff, just to mention a few. We pray for our government, that they would exercise wisdom and integrity in their decisions and plans that they make for moving forward. We pray this for world leaders too, that they would reach out across national borders to do the best for everyone. We remember all our mission partners around the world, that their work may continue during this time and that they would be strengthened to face the challenges where they are. We are aware that during this tragic time, many have lost loved ones, that there are many painful spaces in homes and lives. We bring them to you, asking that they may find peace and comfort and support. We pray for our church family here at Christ Church, for those particularly in need. Be close to those coping with illness, that they will experience your peace. And we also pray for those who are finding isolation hard, that you would draw close to them. And so, as we go into another week, help us to be aware of your presence with us and to expect to meet you, even in the unexpected places. We pray in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's end our time of prayer together by saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you to everyone involved in our reflection this morning. So, as we've mentioned, in a moment, we have the opportunity to explore our theme further by following a zone, or several zones if you'd like to. If you receive our church emails, you will see the zones listed there and how to get into them. If you've been watching this reflection as it went live at 10:30 on Sunday morning, you have the opportunity to join a discuss zone on Zoom. The Zoom code is on the email. This starts at 11 o'clock, so please start to enter it soon. If you'd like to choose the Mission Zone, Create Zone, or Sing Zone, the YouTube links are on the email. If you'd like to follow the Write Zone or Think Zone, the tasks are also explained on the email. We really hope that you'll enjoy the zones and that they'll help us to reflect further on our amazing God, who is everywhere and with everyone. Let's pray to close this time together as we move on to zones. Draw your church together, O God, in one great company of disciples, together following our Lord Jesus Christ into every walk of life, together serving him in his mission to the world, and together witnessing to his love on every continent and island. Amen. Let's finish by saying the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.